Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing I'll Fly Away, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message.
I'll fly away. God, don't you think? I say God is an awesome God, don't you think? Amen. Let's praise Him and worship Him and glorify His name. Amen. We've got to do two worship services in one service today. We were not in church last Sunday due to the snow. So I feel like, man, maybe we need a double, a whole lot of double. We'll just go with a double blessing. How about that? Amen. Let's go back and sing that last verse. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. Yes, I will. Joy shall never end. He knew every breath that you would take. He knows every thought that courses through your mind. Have you forgotten? If God then be for you, who can be against you? God today is for you today, friend. You are a child of the living God. If you're blood washed, born again, and today receiving the Lord into your heart and your life. Let me tell you today, when you need peace, the Prince of Peace is always there for you. When you need joy, the one today that will bring fullness of joy and joy that will overwhelm you today, He is with you and for you today. When you need a healing touch, glory to God, pour it out right now, Jesus. The hands of Jehovah Rapha are reaching out to you today, and He today is for you because He will touch you. Amen. Do you love God enough today to be on His side? Do you love God enough today to put Him first? Do you love Him enough today to give it all to Jesus? Get off of this thing. I've heard so much junk. And I mentioned something in the earlier part of the message about, I tell you what we need to do. We need to pull our attention off of Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Bush, Carson, Clinton, Sanders, and Obama, and get our attention on Jesus Christ. Amen. Because none of these today can do for you what He can do for you. And you know what's, listen, let me tell you what the devil is doing here. And I don't want you to listen to me carefully. Because what he's doing, the devil is stirring people's hearts up about these people who are running for office. I mean, we've got them that's running, that's stolen and lied and done everything. We've got them that's a socialist and a communist. We've got them running that's done this and done that and crooked as a fishing hook. We've got them that just basically, let's just categorize one category, liar. And I think they all fit underneath that. And all right. I'll talk to you later about that. And you know what the tragedy is? It's creating division and conflict amongst Christians because of what they are saying or not saying or what they're doing and not doing and all these other things. Listen, we should never let anything in the world create a conflict within our life. Amen. You can post all you want to post on the internet. You can fill Facebook up with all this stuff. But you know what? Nobody really gives a rip. I'm just being exactly honest with you. Because you know what? All you're doing, and look at the strategy of Satan here. If he can get your mind off of Jesus and get your mind on all of this mess, I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you today. I'll tell you. What is today? The day's the 31st day of January. I'm going to tell you who's going to be elected come November. I'm going to tell you who's taking office January the 20th of 2017. It's going to be the man, a person, a lady, or whoever that God, in His knowledge and wisdom, is going to see that's in there. Now, you say, wait a minute, preacher, then that takes away choice. Now, if you look at the condition of the world and you will study what God says in His Word, you know, folks, I'm not trying to be a preacher of doom and gloom, but our only hope is in Jesus. And if we don't get our lives and our focus back on Him, you're going to fall for all the stuff that the world today is generating. And Satan is a master of disguise and deceit. And today he's absolutely getting people to get all stirred up. And I contend this today. If we could get as stirred up for the cause of the kingdom of God and for the gospel of Jesus Christ and for the word of God and for the God whom we call our Father which art in heaven, if we could get stirred up about Him and what He has done and what He is doing and what He's prepared and the fact that He is coming again one day, if we could get that stirred up for Him, folks, we could shake this community and this world for the cause of Christ. Amen. Let me finish. I knew that was coming. Only Jesus can change the world, but more importantly, let's get it fine-tuned here. Only Jesus can change you and your life. The gospel contains enough power, and I'm glad there's still power. They may have taken it out of schools, and they may have taken it out of churches, and they actually really have. But I'm going to tell you, it doesn't change the power of the book. Because the power of the book comes from the source of all power in heaven and in earth, and that's our God. And so the gospel contains enough power to get the liar to repent. The gospel contains enough power today to get the alcoholic to stop drinking and to also to get the drug addict to stop drugging. Amen. And the gospel contains enough power today to mend broken hearts and to restore homes and to help hurting bodies and to get every sinner today on their knees and calling upon a righteous and holy God who will save their soul. The gospel does not need power, for it already is all power. And so the gospel needs people who are not ashamed to stand for the truth. For as Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. See, the Bible reminds us that there are times that we need to examine our life. And I think that's where we've come to today. Paul said, examine yourselves to see if you be of the faith. And it doesn't say examine somebody else's. It says examine your life to see if you're the faith. From the text we find an open invitation for what? For commitment. Because that's what God's looking for. Even if you came from a long line of the wrong kind, God, Jesus, still wants you. He can save your soul if you're lost. Aren't you glad? I don't care how much bad was in your past. Thank God Jesus can take one forgiveness and take care of all that and wash it away and forgive you just as if you never lived those days. See today, there's a message in here not only for the saved, but there's a message here for the lost. Because if you don't know Jesus, none of this makes any sense to you. I just spoke Greek to you and you don't understand a word I said. But I'll tell you something you can't understand. So you can understand what I just said. If you're lost and you don't know Jesus Christ, is it really worth gambling your life for to go to hell when you are breath away from your eternity? Well, I got plenty of time. Who told you that? You don't have anything but the second you've got right now. And if you don't know Jesus, do you really want to go into eternity without Him? You don't have to. Because He said if you will come to Him, He will not cast you out. If you will call upon Him, He will save you abundantly, miraculously. If you don't know Jesus, my invitation to you today is get saved. Repent of your sins. Acknowledge first that you're a sinner. Acknowledge that Jesus died for your sins on the cross. And ask Him to come into your heart and your life and save you. Boy, I'm glad He does it. His visible evidence, if you want some. Do I have any more evidence in the room? Do I have any more evidence of Jesus saved somebody? Have I got any more evidence that He touched somebody's life and delivered them? Have I got any more evidence today that He's a real God? Have I got any more evidence today that He reached down and plucked you out of the devil's hand and delivered you and made you a child of the King? Give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Sit down so I can finish. There are three steps to following Jesus. It's very simple. Step one, deny yourself. Step two, take up your cross. Step three, follow Jesus. You need to get off the path of drama and self and get your focus upon the Lord. See, it's all a process of self-denial.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden Program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.